What's up, Browns fans? This is Noah from the Worcester Scots football team, and you're listening to the Dogs Podcast. Dog check!
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you want to get your intro in the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Today, we're going to discuss what we did and did not like in the first preseason game against the Jaguars. But before we get into it, I got to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure to tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. The fantasy teams are all filled. The cutoff is done. We appreciate everybody who joined to play fantasy football with us. We're actually going to be divvying everybody up tonight on the after hours. But if you're still interested in more Dogs content, you can still head over there. There's threads pretty much every single day now that we're getting closer to the season, and there's news every day. You get an extra episode every week. You get to talk to Browns fans from all across the country and across the world. It's just a super cool place to hang out. And it's kind of like an online Browns backers club that everybody gets to hang out, meet people. I went and met people from Canada, from San Diego. It's just a cool place to be. So if that's kind of your jive, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So we're one game in. I know it's just a preseason, but man, I was so pumped. I got like Penzo's pizza to watch the game. For anybody who's from around here, that's special.
We actually had Browns football, which was something to celebrate.
It was very, very exciting. And then the Browns come out, and it was underwhelming to say the least. And I'm not, I know I don't want to overreact to one preseason game and essentially one quarter of play where it wasn't even really that many starters playing. So, especially our two running backs and our number one receiver, that's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I wanted the Browns to look a little bit more buttoned up, if I'm being completely honest. And it just seemed we came out kind of flat. What'd you guys think?
No, that's fair. I think that's very fair. The first quarter, I kind of texted you guys and said, man, I'm like mid-season form on screaming at the TV. I'm like freaking out. I'm upset. Even though it's a preseason game, I'm with you. I expected a lot more. A lot more. I just, like you said, I don't think we looked very buttoned up. Now it's early, and it's preseason football, so, you know, there's a lot of backups coming in. But once some other guys started coming in, I thought, man, we look a lot better all of a sudden. Unfortunately,
I'll say this. And Kevin Stefanski mentioned this a couple times in his post-game press conference. The Jags already got to play a game. So, you know, they've already had a chance to get the kinks out. They've traveled once already. They were playing at home this time. I'm not trying to make excuses for the Browns, but there's a reason you play preseason football games. There's a reason high school teams play scrimmages. Ohio State plays a spring game to get these kinks out. And the quarterback, you know, he hadn't played in a year. And just because we think he's going to come back and be just as good as he was, doesn't mean that he's not going to have a little bit of rust. You know what I mean? I don't expect him to come back in mid-season form. That's why I want him to be playing in the preseason right now.
Right, yep.
But I do think a positive of the defense, we didn't have Ward, we didn't have Newsom, we didn't have John Johnson in there, no Myles Garrett, no Jadeveon Clowney, and I know they got a lot of yards in that first quarter, but it's a lot of the Jags starters against pretty much a few starters for the Browns and a bunch of second-string guys, and they only scored two field goals.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And one of them was a short field after Dearness Johnson fumble.
Yeah.
So we might have looked a little rusty, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think we only had 7 yards of offense in the first quarter. But, yeah, you know, sudden change for the Browns defense against the starters of the Jags to only give up 6 points on two field goals, I thought that was encouraging. I mean, I know the guys who were in on defense, they're guys that were expecting to be key contributors, but they're to be elevated by the guys around them, like Ward, like Clowney, like Garrett. Well, those guys aren't in there. There's a reason those guys are paid so much. They're the best. They elevate the play of these guys. So I thought that was encouraging for the defense.
I agree. I mean, defense was definitely the bright spot in this game. It was nice to see that the defensive mindset and the schemes and everything that we were working so well for us, you know, the second half of last season, kind of already carrying over into the preseason of this year. I especially, like you said, Blake, with the backups. A lot of these guys that are supposed to be contributors but not necessarily our stars were playing in roles that they're not going to have to play in the season.
Yeah, I kind of like...
they performed well.
That first quarter was rough, but everything I saw after that, I kind of forgot about the first quarter.
Right.
Like, yep.
That first quarter, like you said, is such a mismatch.
Yeah, so I think also we got to touch on the Watson thing. A lot of I knew if they brought him out, if he quit playing at the end of the first quarter, all we were going to hear from Browns haters and then like the part of Browns fans that don't want him to be on our team.
And the media that thinks it's cool to bash Brown. Yeah,
I knew all I was going to hear is this is what you paid for. Look, he probably can't even play football anymore, blah, 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 blah. Well, go back and watch all of his throws. So he's 1 of 5. Schwartz ran the wrong route on one of them. All I heard when our old quarterback was here and he couldn't get on the same page with Odell is because Odell was freelancing. So, you know, and he still sailed him. And I expect him to be able to make that throw, even if he is, you know, 4 yards more shallow than he's supposed to be. I held our old quarterback to that standard. That's definitely how I'm going to hold this guy. But the guy still ran the wrong route. Then on a 2nd and 18, Deshaun evades pressure, rolls out of the pocket, looks kind of like vintage Deshaun, puts it right on Anthony Schwartz's numbers, brick hands. It would have been a 1st down on 2nd and 18.
Yep.
Who knows what happens if we pick that up? And then maybe the offense is in a rhythm and we start going. It kind of reminded me of when Callaway dropped that ball against the Niners on Monday Night Football, the Freddy year, yep. And then they end up picking it off, and I think they returned it all the way for a touchdown.
That's right. He, like, fumbled it up in the air and gave it to the guy.
You know, and then, like, the rest of the game, we were done. We had just gotten a little momentum, and then we were done. Yeah. That's what that kind of – I'm not saying we had momentum, but that's what – 2nd and 18 pickup's nice. You start getting into a rhythm. You start getting some more plays. And then we fumbled on another possession on the 1st or 2nd play. So it wasn't just Watson that was a little rusty. Yes, he looked a little rusty, but he still put the ball where it needed to be 6 out of the 7 times, and he can't help it. The guys run the wrong routes, and the guys drop it. I don't want to make excuses for the guy, but it's hard to get into a rhythm. And then to only get pulled in a quarter. You don't know. I mean, if there's 3 other quarters of football, if this is a real game, who's to say he doesn't come out in the 2nd quarter and start getting it going? So I don't put too much stock.
That's how a lot of games work. You know, you watch the box score, especially playing fantasy, and you'll see out of the first quarter, your quarterback's 1 of 5 for a couple yards. You're like, oh, that sucks. But he's only played 2 drives maybe or whatever. So, yeah, it's just definitely – it's not a fair assessment. All these headlines of, oh, Watson, 1 of 5 for 7 yards, that's not the story.
And don't put too much stock into it. It's preseason.
It's one preseason.
It's exactly. One preseason quarter. I'm not worried about it. In the least.
No. Well,
like I said to Justin and Josh earlier, we didn't bring Watson in to see if he's good. We already know he's good, so we're not worried there.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
He's just got to get up to speed. That's all. Get the rust off.
I said this to you guys, and I know people are going to bash me for this, but I'd much rather deal with what we're dealing with now, just knowing that Deshaun is good, than going into another year of, is this guy good? Is he not good?
Yeah, is he the guy?
Is he the guy? I was just so tired of that. I'd rather deal with this just knowing no matter what happens, I'm going to have this guy for 5 years.
Right, because when this goes away, and it will go away,
he'll
be our quarterback.
It's not forever.
Right.
Unless, you know, knock on wood, I die in the next year. I'm going to get to see this guy play a quarterback for 5 years for the Browns.
Right.
At least. So I'm not in the least bit worried. I think we got to talk about Anthony Schwartz. I know we just sat here and talked about how we're not putting too much into a preseason game, but if anybody needed to kind of show out this preseason and then in training camp, it was this guy, and he gets hurt again in training camp, and then he gets to start in this game and play with Deshaun, and he comes out and looks awful. He looks awful. It looks like he's afraid to get hit.
We talked about this guy a few times already leading up to this as one of those guys that we need to see a big step from him this season, and so far, not happening.
Yeah, I'm not going to say – I don't think Andrew Berry's missed on many picks.
This one he missed on.
I'm
willing to say it.
I'm trying my hardest not to just bail on the guy already. But, oh, man.
He was your pick for a bust.
He was my pick for a bust. Somebody actually commented on TikTok, who's here after the first preseason game. Because I look like a future teller.
A future teller. That's how they call that now.
He just got brick hands. And – I don't see his speed translate to football speed. There's, you know, Usain Bolt's one of the fastest guy ever, but on a football field, he probably wouldn't play fast. No,
he wouldn't make a team.
You know what I mean? And so there's a difference between just straight line track speed and football speed. That's why you see these guys who don't necessarily perform well at the combine, like a running back might run a 4.5 or a 4.6, but then he gets on a team and he's just football fast. And you see him pull away from people and stuff like that.
That's what we're hoping now to David Bell.
Yeah,
because exactly. He didn't test real well at the combine, but you know, on the football field, supposedly he's been looking really good.
Yeah,
like the crazy thing with Schwartz too is he gets open, he can't catch the damn ball. Which I could be way off here, but isn't that pretty important as a wide receiver in the NFL is to catch the damn ball?
Maybe he can play corner.
Just bat convert it down.
Him. Yeah, convert just him bat quick. It down.
Yes, get hands on it. I don't know.
I think you're right, Blake. He does look afraid to get hit. He looks scared.
He looks scared.
He looks scared last year.
And the thing that sucks is you can't even, like I said, we tried to run end arounds gave him a couple rushes last year that didn't work. You can't put him at punt returner, kick returner because he sucks at that. You know what I mean? It's like where do you put this guy? In the Browns, I think he'll end up making the team because we're so thin at wide receiver, but he's lucky we're extremely thin at wide receiver because you can't return kicks, can't return punts, can't catch the ball on you can't run your run plays. I just don't know what to do with him.
And if we cut him, does anybody else sign him?
With that speed, he'll get signed, but it'll be, he won't make much money.
Speed's the only thing.
I'm almost with you. I think that I know we're not deep at wide receiver, but there's literally nothing. They had Jamarcus Bradley returning kicks, which it was kind of odd because we kind of thought that was going to be a Felton deal. But, like, I'm not sure I know it sounds crazy, but I'm still not sure he even makes the team. Like, he's been awful. He needs to be in front of a jugs machine for the next week. Just
yeah.
All this, all day. Right.
Turn it up.
Yeah, as high as it can
to
go.
100.
No moves, just standing and catching.
It's bad. It's bad, and he hasn't played well since the Kansas City game last year. You remember after week one last year, we thought, holy crap, Schwartz might be something. We might have found something there, and then he has done literally nothing since. And I saw somebody commented on one of our videos and said even his like first catch in the NFL last year could have been a touchdown, but he fumbled it like 5 times before he caught it, and so he ended up if he would have caught it in stride, it would have been a touchdown. And it's just like one thing after another. And then he can't stay healthy.
Right. Yep.
And it's just, although I feel like if you got a leg injury, then sit a chair in front of the jugs machine.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? You can do it sitting down.
Yeah.
I mean, catch the ball. And in practice, I wouldn't let him wear gloves in practice.
No. Yeah.
I'd be like, you're catching these gloveless. And then when you can do that, then we'll let you wear gloves in the game. And it should be just easy. Make practice harder than the game because, man.
I mean, and with the Browns receiving room, the opportunity for a guy to step up right now and really make something for himself on this team, I mean, the opportunity is right there. He's got it right in front of him. They're giving it to him. They're saying, you have the opportunity to do this. And he can't do it.
Letting him start told me, like, they want him to be the number
three.
Sure
they do. We all do. I mean, that's what he was drafted to be. That's what he's here. It's in his second year. He's got some experience. But he sucks.
I haven't read anything about him, like, struggling in practice.
Oh, he hasn't got to practice. He got hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know how much he did practice. Before we move on, John, nice haircut.
I know. We talked about this exclusively before you got here. Me and John were standing outside. Went with the one on the sides. I said, hey, I like that, bro. I like that. I would have taken it to a zero, but, you know, hey, to each their own. But it looks good, man.
Thank God you got to wear those headphones over top of it.
Yeah. I still see it, dog.
Maybe one day we'll get you one of these. You only need one. We can get it half price.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
For anybody who doesn't know, John's handy capable. He's deaf in one ear.
That's fair.
Super all the way deaf.
The headphone on the right's for show. He takes it well when we pick on him.
Browns fans, we just want to take a quick break in the action to remind you about DraftKings. DraftKings changed the fantasy game forever in 2012. Now, 10 years later, they're doing it again with Rainmakers Football, their first ever NFT fantasy game. A new way to enjoy daily fantasy football. A new shot to win millions in prizes. And the only NFT fantasy game licensed by the NFLPA. Playing Rainmakers football is simple. Buy, sell, bid, and win player cards of the biggest names in the game through regular drops and auctions. Build your collection of football stars and enter free Rainmaker football contests all season long to compete for millions in jaw-dropping prizes. Each week, craft your lineups of athletes from your NFT collection and rack up points for touchdowns, receptions, and more, just like you would in daily fantasy football. The next generation of fantasy sports is almost here. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now. Sign up with promo code TPPN. Click the Rainmakers title and opt in so you can be ready for the next drop. Play free for millions in prizes all football season and build the ultimate NFT fantasy franchise with Rainmakers football. That's promo code TPPN only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Mm-hmm. So I think we should focus on the bright spots now then for the game. I think not enough can be said about the rookie class for the Browns. A couple of the guys that I was looking for, like Winfrey and Alex Wright. Alex Wright, I thought, got called for a terrible roughing the passer penalty. Those guys might not have popped as much as I was hoping. But, man, first of all, our guy D'Anthony Bell.
Woo! Man, what a game.
This dude's going to make the team. And then we got people tweeting us about him, which was made me giddy. Like, people know that we're hyping this guy up.
Yeah.
Man, he played so well.
Yes.
And he was out there early. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't get to go in the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. He was in there early.
He looked
first quarter,
good.
Second quarter.
And that hit in the backfield was
when
nasty.
He blew that running back up.
I mean, his punched nickname. The football. Yeah. He punched the football out. That's that's my football IQ right there.
Yeah, his nickname's the Hitman, which, I mean, I just wanted to see that translate to the field.
Oh, yeah, you got to Browns immediately, bro. Immediately.
Yeah. And, I mean, he was playing against some Jaguars, I mean, starters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he played well. I think he's 100% making the team. At least, unless something crazy happens, knock on wood, injury, hope nothing crazy happens.
Right.
But, I mean, they obviously have high hopes for him. They had him out that early against starters, and then he came out and performed. And I think we originally thought, if he makes a team, it's going to only be special teams. I think this dude might make the team and get to play safety.
Yeah.
I could see him in the rotation. Yeah. Sure. He's got energy. Like, he brings a good dog mentality energy to the field. It's just, you can feel it when he's out there.
And Ronnie Harrison, I like the guy, but he gets hurt all the time.
Yes, he does.
So if he's the four, he's going to get to play because Ronnie Harrison's most likely going to get hurt at some point.
And among starters, I think he's only going to look better.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a good support around him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was extremely exciting. I was pumped to see that. And then Isaiah Thomas played well. Martin Emerson with the awesome interception. I mean, that play.
Filthy. He straight stole that kid's lunch money.
He took it from Marvin Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Marvin Jones is a good veteran in the NFL. And he just went up and just took his lunch money.
Yep.
And he didn't just take it, but then he took it to the house.
Yeah. Looked like an athlete.
Changed the momentum. Kind of. I know it's preseason, but changed the momentum of the entire half. Because say what you want. I felt like we got outplayed. I mean, honestly.
Yes.
They were going to go in at halftime leading easily.
And from that point on, we pretty much stomped them.
Yeah.
They did nothing from that point on.
They had to bring in old CJ Beathard. He didn't want that life. All that happened was he got beat hard the rest of the game. That's exactly what happened.
Nice.
Yeah, The Emerson pick was awesome, and I like that pun. And then lastly, I think you got to talk about Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That he looked explosive. He looked the part. I know we were excited about that. So I got to pump the brakes on some people. Some people were saying, well, hey, just trade Kareem now. It was one preseason game. Let's wait and see a little bit. The Jaguars aren't exactly – you know, the top of the AFC.
They're the bottom.
Yeah. But it's something to look at too, especially with the problems at wide receiver. What if he looks this good all preseason? And obviously he's been doing it in training camp because that's all we've heard about is how well he's looked in training camp. I don't want to get rid of Kareem Hunt. Trust me. And I'm not saying this guy is as good as Kareem Hunt, but can he do some of the things that Kareem Hunt brings to the offense? We give Kareem the trade he wants, do right by him, and be able to bring in some wide receiver help. I'm not pulling the trigger just yet. I got to see him do it more than one time against second and third stringers, but I think it's something to look at.
I think if you can get anything contributing wide receiver help, I think we got to start looking at that.
To just trade Kareem.
I just don't think they do.
I think if there's a potential to get help for that receiving room, because, man, it is not good right now.
I know it sucks, but we touched on it a little bit. We had no Cooper, no DPJ. So, I mean,
No, DPJ played.
I didn't think he did play.
Yeah, he started. The two starting receivers were DPJ and Schwartz.
Well, that's my fault.
Watson didn't target him.
Yeah, well, even then, I'm still okay with, you know, I'm okay with it. We need another piece. I think we need to bring in a veteran free agent. I don't know if we can trade for somebody, but, I mean, that'd be, I guess, something to look at. I'd love to have Kareem, though, for one last year.
I agree.
I would too. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I know.
I hear you.
Do not come at me and say that I think Ford is better than Kareem Hunt. I am not saying that. I'm just saying if he can give us some of the things Kareem Hunt gives us, and he can do it well and he can do it consistently, can we leverage the asset that is Kareem Hunt into getting help for the wide receiver room? The problem is, to get a wide receiver worth anything, is a team going to take a running back? I guess it depends on how highly they value Kareem Hunt.
Or how bad they are at running back.
And the thing is, another team's, you know, third or fourth wide receiver on their depth chart might be our second at some point.
That's true, like the Cowboys.
Right.
Although the Cowboys are so banged up right now, they're playing nobodies. But, Jacksonville.
Yeah, they've got a whole slew of wide receivers over there. They signed everybody this offseason.
I don't think they need Kareem. ETN looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So, and Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Maybe Doug Peterson will be good for him. For some reason, Urban Meyer wasn't cutting it. He was only putting in half days at the office, other half days
for some reason,
Columbus bars. I think another guy we should talk about, obviously, so Josh Dobbs came in and lit it up. 10 of 13, 108 yards, one touchdown, no picks, a 126.4 rating. And this is for a guy who hasn't played much football.
No.
And I don't think he played at all last year.
Somebody said he took
a year away from football or something like that.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I don't know if he took a year away or if he just didn't get on the field ever. But either way, he hasn't got to play much football in the NFL. And, man, he looked freaking good. He looked athletic. He was on time, on target. That play to Ford, the touchdown pass, where he threatened the line of scrimmage and made the guy commit to him and just kind of
floated it up
right over him. And it was a great catch by Ford, too.
Yes. Yep.
Man, that was impressive. And then you know, with Watson, Watson's going to be out at least six games, you know, probably more now because of Roger. So then that leaves Brissett to start. And the talk has been, do we bring in somebody else to back up Brissett because the guys behind him are so unproven? But does that performance make you feel more comfortable that we can roll with him as the backup?
There's really nobody in free agency worth bringing in.
That's fair.
So I think so. He looked fine.
He looks like a good backup to me. But, I mean, from what I saw, not a huge sample size, but he played a lot. So, man, I think he looked good. He looked very efficient.
That's the thing, too. Like, if we're talking about him having to play, more things have went wrong. You know what I mean? Like, Jacoby is out, you know, or injured or banged up. So, like, it would just be another thing. Well, hey, can the Browns with this roster get by for a couple of games with Dobbs at quarterback instead of, I don't think we should mortgage the future for 1 year. You know what I mean? As far as trade a ton of assets, I keep hearing Jimmy G's, they're just going to end up cutting him because everybody knows that they're going to be on the hook for $26 million. So they're like, well, we're good. We're just going to sit and wait and let him decide where he wants to go play.
Call me crazy. I'm hopping more and more on like the Minshew train.
I threw it out there, bro. I threw it out there for you a few weeks ago.
Yep, and I bet hard, and I'm not letting go. I would rather I'd rather go get Minshew for way cheaper than go get Jimmy G.
As far as to play over Brissett or to back him up?
I don't know. Make him compete.
The thing is, I would like to see Brissett in a preseason game here just for a few series because
I think Stefanski said he'll play in preseason game three.
Jacoby Brissett is a good quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback. He's not the guy you want leading your team all season if you don't have to, but he's a good quarterback.
He's a very serviceable backup.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's never played on a roster like this. Exactly. That's my argument for Minshew is neither is he.
That's true.
So
and Minshew has played well in the NFL. Like he's put together some solid performances.
And I just want some Minshew magic in Cleveland. We need something. Think about it. We got all these problems, you know, all this drama, and then say Watson gets a season, we bring in our boy Minshew for a year of magic.
And that mustache.
You know what I mean? Right. And the short jorts and the aviators. I just, let's make it happen. I think Josh Rosen looked good.
He's 6-7, man.
Yeah, 6-7, 56 yards, 100 rating. We saw him up at camp, and I said, I was like, guys, I think Josh Rosen throws kind of a good ball.
He does throw a good ball. Yeah, I mean, like we said, he's a first-round talent, so he's got good arm talent. He does.
The biggest problem with Rosen has always been between the ears and opportunity.
Yep.
And I think the Browns are giving him a good opportunity. I mean, he looked good enough, and he's going to get to play more and more in this preseason, I would imagine, to the point where even if he doesn't make the Browns, he'll probably end up getting picked up by somebody else again. Like, he's not going to be out of the league after this.
No, he'll be on somebody's depth chart.
Yeah. So I thought he looked good. So that was encouraging. Let me see what else we got here.
Can I do something real quick?
Go ahead.
Let's just give a round of applause for no missed kicks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got to touch on Cade York.
That's right.
That was nice to see.
How about the kickoff where he kicked it through the uprights, bro?
Yeah. Was that after the interception return?
Because
the announcer made a comment like, even Cade York's hyped up right now.
Yeah.
And he didn't do kickoffs in college, really.
Yeah. He had a couple that were a little short, like on the kickoffs, but I mean,
sometimes I wonder if they do that on purpose. Like, they kick it to like the one or just shallow because they're trying to pin him inside the 25. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, what's five more yards and no chance of a return?
Or right? An injury.
Yeah, or an injury.
Correct. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just kick it out of the end zone. But that was great. A lot of good things happened for the Browns once the first unit went out. it's sad to say.
Now, what do you guys think about the penalties?
There was a lot, wasn't there?
Yeah, 11.
Which is, if you remember right, last year at the beginning of the year, we had a lot. And then as the year went on, it started to get more buttoned up again. You're probably going to have a decent amount of penalties.
Jacksonville had 4. That's what I hated, was 11-4.
I know.
But you're right. They did already have a game, too.
Yes. And I know at least one of those penalties, like I said, was an Alex Wright roughing the passer, and it was awful. But that's too many penalties. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose games more often than not. Especially come regular season when you don't get to, the Browns have great depth. So we're probably going to win a decent amount of preseason games because our second, third, and fourth stringers are going to be better than most teams' second, third, and fourth stringers.
Right.
But you get into a regular season game where it's ones on ones, you can't have 11 penalties.
That's fair.
You're probably going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have 11 penalties and a turnover and expect to win the game.
And a backup quarterback.
So they got to get that figured out. It's just, we'll see what happens.
Hey, Browns fans, you've heard us talking about Omaha Steaks for a while now, and they are seriously the best steaks that we have ever had. Summer is here, and no backyard grill out is complete without Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, into the search bar. You're going to get a special price on the All-American Assortment, and as a tasty bonus, you've been hearing us talk about the 8 free ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers that you get when you place your order. Well, now they're changing the deal, and you now get 12 of those babies. So you get 12 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order when you go to omahasteaks.com, enter DAWGS into the search bar, order the All-American Assortment. You get 16 mouthwatering entrees, 4 famously fork tender, double trim, butcher's cut filet mignons, 4 pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts. Is anybody else here getting hungry? Plus, so much more. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. So go now, order the All-American Assortment. Fill your freezer with enough gourmet food to keep your cookouts going strong all summer long. And don't forget, for a limited time, our listeners get 12 free Omaha Steak burgers when they order the All-American Assortment. So hurry up, visit omahasteaks.com, type in keyword DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, into the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword DAWGS.
I think the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway out of this game is play number 2. Nick Harris goes down, done for the season. First of all, that sucks.
Yep.
Sucks very bad.
It sucks for the Browns in general, but all you've heard all offseason is how much work Nick Harris has been putting in. They let J.C. Treader walk, or they cut him.
They told him to walk.
Yeah. They gave him his papers.
Yep.
And because they had faith in this kid, if you watch Building the Browns, he's eating like thousands of calories a day to get his weight up. He's put on 15, 20 pounds of muscle and bulk. He's played really well. And then the second play of the preseason, he goes down for the year. So I feel terrible for Nick Harris. this was a great opportunity for him to get to play on one of the best offensive lines in football. My initial thoughts was J.C. Treader should be signed at halftime. But, you know, I guess there's a lot of talk that they like this Ethan Posick.
Posick, yeah.
Posick guy. He started, what, 47 games out of 55 or something? Something
for crazy. Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy can play. Now, Seattle's offensive line is always kind of garbage.
Yep.
But he's played – he started 40-plus games in the NFL. So, he's got starting experience. And I guess the front office and I guess the fans can really like him.
Yep.
So, from now, I'm hearing they're just going to roll with him.
Hey, we didn't really know who Wyatt Teller was.
I was thinking that on the way over. The last time we had a question mark on the offensive line and we were wondering if a guy could fill it, it turned out to be Wyatt Teller. Yep. So if we can
– Justin's buddy.
Yeah. If that can happen.
My dog.
Is he coming over for dinner yet?
Well, you know, I don't think so. But they haven't invited me either yet, so that's just – we're at a standstill.
Playing chicken.
That's right.
So if he can turn into a Wyatt Teller, man, that'd be pretty awesome. But even though they love him, do you guys still – do you kind of wish we'd call Treader?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, the thing with Treader, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, he's going to play every game.
And he's going to be solid and do a good job. I mean, he's a leader.
He's been out there for a while, so I don't think you'd – I mean, he made $9.1 million last year, which we have that available.
Yeah, easy. And nobody's giving it to him.
No.
So why we wouldn't have to give him what he was making.
Unless he's also one of those guys waiting for preseason to kind of roll along. And,
yeah, well, we're there.
Who was it? There. Joel Batonio thinks it's because of his role as the NFLPA Players Union president and his stance on some things with the league. So he thinks some teams are shying away. He's being blackballed. I don't know. I just like – you know what you're getting. He knows the verbiage. He knows the offense. He knows the system. He knows the guys. There'd be continuity. I don't know. If you can get him for $5 million for a year or something, why wouldn't you?
I mean, you're putting back together the best offensive line in the league.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 years ago and last, you know, even not last year was a little rough, but
so I didn't just have
the quarterback play either.
I'd go get him. I don't know. I guess we'll see game two with this Ethan Posick. So going into the Eagles, I guess, what do you guys want to see? I didn't really say we were going to talk about this. It's kind of spur of the moment. But what do you want to see out of the Browns? Because I don't think we're doing an episode before then, are we?
No, we won't be. I mean, just based on the last thing I just said, I would like to see the penalties go down.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So I need to see the penalties get cleaned up. I want to see us get out healthy.
Yes.
I want to we're expecting Watson to be out at least six games, if not more. Man, let that dude
play. He needs to play.
Yeah. Let him play. Let him play a half.
What's it going to hurt?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the problem? Let him get out and play. This is all depending on whether there's a decision before then, obviously.
True.
If they come out with an indefinite suspension, he can't play. But if we're still waiting or it doesn't get extended to a full season and he just goes to 10 or 12, man, make this guy play. Let him get out there and get his feet wet. I want to see the offense look better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see less Schwartz.
One more from Schwartz.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I don't, yeah.
More catching from Schwartz.
Two more games. More
any catching.
It's yeah.
Like two I more just, games to see what he's got.
I want to get on Twitter. I'm going to be at camp tomorrow. And if that's I don't right. see Anthony Schwartz in the corner on the jugs machine, I'm running onto the field and getting in Stefanski's ear myself. Like, hey, man, why isn't this guy on the jugs machine? He better be out. I'm going to go up early. He better be out there early in between every drill, and then he better be staying over after. I'll load the balls for him. Like, here we go, Anthony. Let's go.
All right. I'll have that bail money ready for Cleveland's, you know, the Berea Police Department.
Yeah, catching greased up footballs with no gloves and a blindfold.
Attaboy. Yeah, attaboy.
He's got to figure it out. I want to see David Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd like to see Amari Cooper, but I don't want him to get hurt. So I don't even know if you're going to see – I don't know if you're going to see Cooper, Hunt, or Chubb more than maybe a series in that third game when Brissett plays probably.
For me personally, I don't need to see Amari Cooper. I've seen Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper's Amari Cooper. He knows what he's doing. He's a pro.
Yep.
He, you know.
I agree.
Same with Chubb.
Same with Chubb. Same with Hunt. We don't. That's fine. We don't need to see those guys. They know what they're doing. But you're right. David Bell, I would love to see on the field. I want to see him do something. Yeah, I want to see the splash.
Let DPJ play and let Bell start.
Yeah. And let Watson get into a rhythm with these guys to see what they're really capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know, with a good quarterback.
Yep. I'd like to see the line, offensive line, perform better. I didn't think they played great. Obviously, it hurts when your starting center goes down on play two. We saw, I think, Watson went to go give a handoff one time, and the dude stepped on him, almost tripped him, almost messed up the handoff. Pass protection broke down a couple times. So I'd like to see that buttoned up. And I want to see the defense against this Eagles offense, as long as some of those guys play. But I want to see us against a mobile quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I want to see JOK. I want to see some of these new guys again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if, you know, this wasn't just like a flash in the pan against a bad Jaguars team, or if this was, you know, kind of the real deal. Like, this is a good class.
Right, like D'Anthony Bell, Martin Emerson. Let's see these guys put together back-to-back, you know, good games. It doesn't have to be like highlight real plays every game, but can you play two back-to-back good games to kind of show that it wasn't just a...
Yeah. I mean, if they want to do highlight real stuff, do go that. For
it. You're more than welcome,
do
guys.
That. We'll be ready.
Yeah, I really want to see fewer penalties and no turnovers. I'd like to see Jerome Ford just have another two-touchdown game, no turnovers.
That's disappointing from Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we were like, oh, man. I, like, looked at my wife. I was like, man, okay, here we go. Let's, you know, another opportunity. And then immediately a fumble. And I was like, oh, my God. And I streamed at my TV a lot.
I was trying really hard not to just be angry, and it was hard. And then I started to yell.
Yeah.
And then I got yelled at for yelling around a child.
Yeah.
And it was just,
there was a good moment Friday night, though. I taught my 3-year-old daughter the Here We Go Brownies chant.
Ooh. Nice.
I'll play it for you guys later. But so she doesn't bark. She just keeps saying, here we go, round. It's nonstop. That's all I need. I was just like, I'm raising this kid right. Oh, sorry, leave that out.
I have a feeling if my kid watches enough games with me, she's going to learn the F word.
Yeah, it's fair.
Of course she's going to learn the F word.
My wife was like, do you want to take our daughter up to the game? And I was like, hell no. Hell no. Not till she's like 18. We got rules. I don't want that kid saying those words up there. Come on now. Oh, no, not yet.
Yeah, my kid will go to like kindergarten. They'll be like, "What? Tell us about your parents." And she's like, my dad really likes the effing Browns.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson sucks. J.J. Watt's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Lamar's not going to be in the league when his daughter's in school.
This is true. Jeez. That's true.
So
I want to see no more injuries.
Yes.
Just please get through a game without any of this crap happening. And I would like to see Kate York kick like a 50-plus yarder.
That'd be nice.
I was really
maybe if we gave it in like that 50 to 60 range, I don't care if it's first down.
Just kick it.
Yeah. It's just, hey, Cade, get out there and kick it. We're not here for the W's. We're here to work on things.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that. And I want to see him. I'm excited to see him kick in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's at Cleveland, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. I'm going up.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see him kick in Cleveland. Maybe there'll be some swirling winds.
Mm.
No. A little bit of crazy stuff happens.
Hurricane weather. I can't wait. Preseason game number two.
So hopefully that happens. So one new thing we're going to do this year then is we're going to give out game balls, each one of us, to the players who impressed us the most in this game.
Yeah.
So why don't we start over here to my left. Who are you giving a game ball to, John?
Isaiah Thomas. First of all, I'm a huge sucker for edge rusher. That he looked great. Two sacks, three tackles, one tackle for a 6-yard loss, which looked like a really, really bad attempt at blocking.
Do you want to explain that? You showed me the video.
I did, yeah. I watched the replay of that tackle for loss, and he had a wide open lane. Nobody shifted over his way.
The guy was blocking 10 yards up the field.
The guy's, yeah. So.
He just went into, it was like he was just, oh, this running back doesn't even need me to block this. We're good.
Yeah,
he's going to break that tackle.
Yeah, he looked like a traffic worker or something. Like,
halt.
Flip the sign. That's right. That was good, John. On his
phone, smoking a cigarette.
That's right. It's always it, bro.
I loved what I saw from him, but I can't give him too much credit for that tackle for loss. Yeah. But it was super nice to see. I thought he looked really good. And also, since we know Browns players watch the show, Best of luck to Isaiah Thomas and his girlfriend. She's having a kid in 10 days. So,
oh, nice, John.
Look at John going
Research.
We get to the season. John just, he's been sandbagging on us the last 2 months. Look, gets a haircut, does research.
I know. I didn't even recognize he walked in. I'm like, does he think he's like in the intro now? Or
can we get his John name Nye? On the damn screen?
Oh, is that John Nye or Derek Zoolander?
When's the calendar come
Can you
out?
Turn left? Look at the camera.
That was so good, bro. Oh, that was so good. Oh, man. Well done.
Nice thing. Isaiah Thomas, seventh round draft pick.
Yeah.
So, pick, I mean,
23, yeah. Baby. Yep.
Yep. So, yep, if we can get production out of a seventh round draft pick, well done, Andrew Berry.
You know, and this is something I was talking about with some people today, how, like, some of these late round picks, Michael Woods is another good example. Like, Andrew Berry is going after talent that may not have been, you know, over, like, really recognized on their own team, but they came from a good team and a good conference.
Yes. Yep.
You know, so they played against good competition. Yep. They might not have been the best of their position on that team or whatever, but they still, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They have it.
Yep. So go ahead, Josh. Who's your game ball for?
I got to give it to my guy, Jerome Ford. Like, he was the guy that when the Browns drafted Jerome Ford, I remember doing the draft recap with you way back in April, and it was like, I'm pumped about having this guy on the team because he was one of those guys that even just for like fantasy football, I was like, wherever he goes, I want to know because Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati is a dog.
Yeah.
And now he is a dog, which is sweet. I mean, 10 carries, 57 yards, a touchdown, 4 catches on 5 targets for another 45 yards. I mean, and a touchdown, a very nice touchdown. I mean, athletic play, you know, it's, and we talked about him during the recap of the game. He's not, we're not saying he's a replacement for Kareem Hunt, but it is good to see him doing similar things.
He looked really
good right away.
Yep.
He looked great.
Led the team in receiving and rushing. It's pretty.
That's kind of what we ask our running backs to do.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Not bad.
So what about you, Justin? Who are you giving the game ball to?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here. And by a limb, I mean I'm going to go with Martin Emerson. That interception, I think, completely changed it. Yeah, we're talking about preseason, so don't freak out on me, but changed the whole complexion of the game for me. I mean, they won the first half, and we went in with the lead. He was the best overall graded player on the defense for the Browns by PFF with a 93.1.
Is that bad or is that good?
It's pretty damn good, I would say. That would have got me through my senior English class. I did not get a 93.1, by the way. He had a 93 coverage grade and a 76.6 tackling grade. So, very impressive. When it started, that first play on defense, I think he kind of got burned a little bit. And I was like, oh, shit. Man, that sucks. Because I really like the kid. I think he's going to be a big contributor. And disclaimer, Emerson, I will not be sending you an actual game ball, so just don't be prepared for that coming, and that will never show up until maybe we get a sponsor or something.
Yeah,
I'm surprised we didn't already mention that.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess we got to say the same thing, guys. We're not sending game balls to you, sorry, Jerome.
Yeah. If you could send one to us, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, autograph, please.
So I'm going to do a game ball, then I'm going to do an honorable mention. You know I'm giving the game ball to our guy, D'Anthony Bell.
Absolutely.
Got to have it.
We've been hyped up about this guy ever since he was on the show. I know we're hyping him up a lot, but he holds a special place in our heart. We've never got to talk to a Browns player before.
Well, we wouldn't just keep hyping him up either if we went to camp and we're like, God, that guy kind of sucked.
Or if you already got cut.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's actually really good.
Yeah. And he was just a humble guy, and he was nice to talk to. We got to meet his mom.
Yeah, that's right.
On camera. So it just, I felt like, you know, he probably forgot about us already, but we'll never forget
no,
about you.
No, come on. He's messaging on Instagram.
No, so, it was awesome to see him go out. He had 3 tackles. All 3 were solo. The 1 was a huge hit stick in the backfield. Then he forced the fumble late in the game, caused a turnover, which the Browns weren't great at doing last year. And that's an emphasis this year. Just a heads up play too. You saw him come in over the top and just punch the ball out. So D'Anthony Bell gets my game ball. He was the person I was most excited to watch going into that game. Then he didn't let me down.
No, he did not.
So I was excited to see that.
He definitely listened to some Lil Boosie before the game for sure. he definitely did that.
And then my honorable mention, I think you'd be ashamed not to give this guy a game ball, Josh Dobbs, 10 of 13, 108 yards and a touchdown. He looked very competent. He put a lot of minds at ease, I think, with his performance. I know it's just a preseason game, but there was a lot of question marks about if this guy could be a backup, you know, if, God forbid, Brissett were to go down. And I feel like he helped kind of quiet that noise a little bit. And he's just – dude's a genius. And then I listened to him after the game talk. He's just super nice, down to earth, and he works for NASA.
Okay.
He's going to go to the moon.
Yeah. I was going to say, I couldn't remember, but I thought it was Josh Dobbs who had some crazy, like, degree from Tennessee, right?
He's like an aerospace, aeronautics engineer, like, or something.
Yeah, like, he's a very smart guy.
They said he's on hold for NASA. NASA's letting him pursue football, but once he's done, he's got a job at NASA.
So it's kind of like that one, who was that lineman for the Chiefs a few years back? He's like a doctor.
Oh, he sat out.
Yeah, he like quit COVID football.
Yeah.
And then, or Craig Krenzel for the Buckeyes.
Right, yeah.
Remember how smart he was?
Ooh. Yep.
The dude was a genius. So, yeah, so Josh Dobbs, appreciate that, putting some minds at ease.
Yes.
Great game out of him. So that's our game balls. I think we're going to wrap this thing up now. It's getting late. In case you guys don't know this, we're doing this episode on a Sunday, very late at night for us, because this week's schedules are pretty crazy. So if news drops tomorrow about Watson,
check Twitter.
Yeah, we apologize. Check the socials. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Dogs. We appreciate you guys all being here. I actually had a DoorDasher recognize me also. So
That's right.
It just keeps happening, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah.
We keep meeting all these cool people and stuff like that. So it's really awesome. We appreciate everything you guys do for us in terms of support, watching the show, joining the Patreon, all that good stuff. Let us know what you guys thought about the Browns' first preseason game. What do you guys want to see when we play at home against the Eagles next week? And for all you After Hours members, or Dog Pack members, we'll see you on the After Hours, blah, blah, blah. And then to everybody else, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter @The Dogs Podcast. And become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.